anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us this first Friday in February. Where does the time go? Wasn't it just a month ago that Oklahoma was winning the national... Florida was winning the national championship. Now we've got National Recruiting Day finished up. We'll talk with Paul Merkowitz. We heard from Nebraska. We've wrapped that throughout the week. We talked with Coach Daryl Morris at UNK yesterday. Today, Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College. Not the numbers that some of the divisions above them have, but that's not unusual because they'll be filling in a lot of spots more as kids continue to decide where they're going to go, and we'll get into that whole process in a little bit. But Paul Merkowitz will join us here in just a couple of moments. We'll talk with the head coach of one of the few unbeaten teams in the state in basketball, the Lady Jays, Jeff Dover, and also on the program today, a little horse racing as we gear up for Fawner. Steve Anderson will join us. They've got a big handicapping contest coming up this weekend at Fawner, and we'll talk with Steve about that just to give you a little insight to that. It's tomorrow in the executive suite at 12:15. Doors open at 11:15. Gulfstream is the featured track.
Florida. I'm going to Florida for that. Good for them. I know a week away, and I bet they wish they had today's weather to get everything kicked off next week, but they don't. So they'll deal with that next week, and we'll see how the season goes. It'll be interesting to talk to Steve and get his thoughts on how the slot machines and all that talk starting to heat up in his mind and how much propaganda there will be out and passed out when people attend Fawner Park and the races, because I think that's something Nebraska is going to have, and it's going to have to come sooner rather than later. It'll all be dead and over. Purses are down. Things just, they got to get them in there.
How come doctors can cure you but can't keep you from getting sick? You're sick, you go to the doctor. But they can't help you from getting sick? What's the... Because we must all stink in here. I don't know. What's your problem?
No, I don't know. Just a little...
Every year. Doesn't matter. Every year, sometime during the season, just beat down. Back cold. How do you get cold back?
Is that what you got?
Oh, yeah. I always know when I'm going to get sick. And then the voice goes, and even being a good boy doesn't help. Being a bad boy doesn't help. I've tried it all. It doesn't help. It's just getting worse. And then, you just make the decision, well, I'm going to go to the doctor. They're going to give me some pills. They're going to give me a shot. You know what? Usually you have a cold, it heals in a week, or you get better if you're taking, you kind of eat just a little bit different because your appetite's that way. Well, it seems like it's that way when they give you the pills and the shot, isn't it? Am I missing something? It's frustrating. Frustrating!
Speaking of frustrating, before we get to Paul Merkowitz, which I know we're going to have here shortly, Doug, Nebraska, Texas, tomorrow at the Devaney Center. Nebraska 4-4 in the league, Texas 4-3 in the league. Texas reeling a little bit right now. Nebraska wins tomorrow. They're sitting in the fifth spot in the Big 12 right now. They're sitting in that fifth spot. That's a team which you said five teams will get in from the NCAA tournament. You said that, but you don't think the Huskers have a chance. If they beat Texas, does this talk begin? Does the talk begin? I know it wasn't pretty, but they found a way to win versus Colorado. They found a way to get a second win on the road. Now, quality of victories, I don't know that they're that good. But you did beat Missouri, 19-4 team. You beat Missouri, stands at 19-4 right now. This is a team that's got some winnable games down the road. And, hey, let's be honest. The Big 12 is certainly not what it was a year ago. Not close to what it was a year ago. 2 years ago. Probably 3 years ago. The Big 12 is down as a whole. But I think Nebraska, and speaking with some people at a function last night, I'm going to tell you right now, Nebraska is not out of the consideration for the NCAA tournament. And if you think they are, you're nuts.
Daddy was speaking with people. Daddy was at functions. Are you going to share that with us later on in the show today?
I'll share that with you.
Daddy went to Nebraska. He went to the Husker football recruiting dinner last night because that's the way he rolls.
Touchdown Club. Had a good time.
I'm going to the Hastings College recruiting brunch tomorrow, and Paul Merkowitz is going to, he's going to be there, and he even said we could buy, is what he said. Paul Merkowitz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Coach.
Morning.
What time does brunch get started tomorrow?
You know, I don't know, but I'm not going to challenge Urban Meyer. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yikes. way to come in and stir up the pot down there in the SEC. Very, very crazy stuff. Coach, we talked about there's a big mountain, and it all funnels downhill. And you had 12 kids that signed on Wednesday, but you're going to be getting a lot more in, presumably, before summer workouts get going. Where are you at with still trying to get kids for the 09 class?
Well, like you said, we've got a long way to go, with the guys that we're going to bring in. But we try to focus in on some areas, there's kind of different cycles of the recruiting process for us, and now we're towards the back end of this group, but there's still a lot of players out there, and there's still some areas that I have some concerns that we still really need to address.
Paul, is there a number that you would like to obtain in this recruiting class?
Not really. I don't think there ever really is a number that you look at. I think that we like to carry around 115, 120 players in our program, which allows us to play a full JV schedule and 7 or 8 games that way. And so you need to almost have two teams, so you got to carry that kind of a number. But I don't know if there's anything really set in stone where you say we need to bring in X amount of players each year.
Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, is joining us. What areas are you still looking to address?
Well, we never, we visited with a lot of tight ends, and we still are talking to a lot of tight ends. That's an area that we don't really have a returning force at that particular position. So that's a concern. And then of the 12 guys you signed, there is no cornerback in that group, and we have two seniors that they're going to start for us out there next year, and then they're going to graduate. So we really would like to bring in a couple of freshmen, true freshmen in to learn our system, play a little bit for us, and then take over for those guys.
Well, one of those freshmen's got to be Mr. Hudeberg from right up the road in Grand Island. Fabulous, fabulous player and power runner. Obviously, he's one of them that you've got to look to get on the field early in his career.
Yeah, especially in that area. He's going to come in and compete with our guys, and I think that he brings a different element because he has good speed, but is really, really physical. We had him on campus for a couple of games during the season, and then obviously in the recruiting process, he looks like a college sophomore if you walked past him, and that's certainly something that we're looking for in our program.
Paul Merkowitz is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little bit about some of the kids that came in. With just 12, I guess if we point out two or three, then we don't point out about, that's like a third of the class. So I guess we won't do that. But let's focus more on a couple other area kids. Hudeberg, not the only kid from senior high that you got. Nathan Zook comes in. Plus, you got a nice lineman coming out of Aurora, the state champs.
Yeah, really happy with all the guys. But I think, when you touch on Nathan, Nathan's a long player that we're looking for. The exact kind of body type and mentality of the free safety that's in our scheme, and our free safety has to have a very good, what I'd call a football IQ, because he's really the quarterback in our defense. And I think Nathan, again, he walks in, he's going to come into a situation where he's going to be competing with a senior who's been a couple of years starter for us, and be able to learn from him, play a little bit, and then hopefully take over, from sophomore to senior year. And like you said with Chris, our situation in the offensive line is going to be a wide open situation where we are going to have some young players that are probably going to step in and play for us And so we're excited about getting a, you know, getting a player like Chris to come in and compete and upgrade our offensive line play as well.
Paul, when you guys wrap up somebody's career at Hastings, how many are four-year players and how many are five-year players?
I would say 95% of them are four-year players.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we don't redshirt our guys unless for some reason there's an injury in there or something that they can't play. Because most of our students here at the college, athletic or not, graduate in 4 years, and that's kind of the beauty of the way things are run here at Hastings College.
How does that happen? When they take more than 12 hours?
I was going to say, wait a minute here. Yeah. There's a place you can graduate in 4 years, and not seven?
Oh, yeah. And not have to be a doctor either.
What a deal. Must take a lot of football coaching classes over there. I don't know. Paul, I know you're a little bit excited about the quarterback, Justin Berry, coming in. He's going to transfer over from UNK. What do you tell us about him?
Well, you know, Justin was a young man that we recruited a couple of years ago, and he decided to go to UNK and hasn't done a lot there. I think, you know, redshirted his first year and learned the system, and then had some medical issues just this last year, and so we've got him in here at semester and just really kind of try to knock the dust off a little bit and let him learn our offense. And I think anytime you bring in a quarterback that you want to compete, if you can bring him in at semester and let him go through the spring, and so he's going to compete with Troy Hubert. Troy out of Aurora came out of the same class, and Troy's played for us quite a bit as a freshman at wide receiver and then played a little bit this year as a quarterback. So right now, if I was playing a football game, Troy is my starting quarterback. But Justin's gonna actually have a little bit to say about that and kind of see where we go.
Hastings Broncos football coach Paul Merkowitz joins us on today's Doug and Daddy show. You get a kid home, and John Uden from the Evil Empire in Omaha, got to be exciting for you. Somebody should be able to step up and play right away.
Really excited about John. He's when he left, I was kind of hoping he would be back. He's done a great job. When I see him now in the weight room and going through his redshirt season, and he was a tackle in high school, and he's lost a little bit of weight, and he's gotten, it looks like, a lot stronger, and he's probably going to line up and play guard for us and compete at that position, which is really, really going to help us to have a young man that's got some college experience and has not used a year of eligibility. You get pretty excited.
Coach, do you recruit San Mateo heavily?
Tell you a funny story about that young man. He came in and visited the weekend where we had a little bit of snow and it was cold. Huh. And he was here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And believe it or not, he committed to us and came back. He's on campus right now. And I think he thinks that it's usually 60 degrees out here like it is today, and that's fine too.
Plays kicker from the College of San Mateo out of California, finds Hastings High. Well, Coach, I know you got a lot more work to do in trying to get this club ready to go for the 2009 season, so we'll let you get back to doing that. And as always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm not making fun of Coach because I heard Bo Pelini say this a lot. The new word when it comes to football, and maybe all coaches are starting to use this word, compete. They found a way to put that in so that we'll take over who's going to start and who's got a chance to. They're all going to compete. When the kid might not be better than eighth string, he's going to compete. He's got a chance to compete. And Coach Merck was talking about that quite a bit. Coach Pelini talked about that quite a bit during the press conference on Wednesday. I've heard that a lot, even from high school coaches. That's the new word. That must have been introduced at a coach's clinic here in the last year. Compete.
That's all they can ask for.
Compete.
It's about working. Working towards one common goal.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody's better than the other guy. Doesn't matter how much he competes his ass off, he's not going to get, number six ain't going to catch number one. So, you know, I just find it interesting that they compete. But it's nice to see some local talent always. And, of course, not only local talent, but good local talent. Local talent doesn't do any good if they can't play ball, whatever the sport is. But Hastings College has brought a few of those in. When I saw the name Curtis Hudeberg on the list here, I was a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised that Hastings grabbed him. I think that's a big catch for them.
I think it's a wonderful catch for him. And he talked about his speed, which was surprising to me. the first thing that he said, but he runs, he's a power runner. I think, you know, he's a between the tackles guy that can blow you up for 4 and 5 yards of crack.
Well, we'll find out. We will find out. You know what he does? Mows down the competition. Who else mowing down the competition as we get ready for plant season 09?
Dyna-Grow, obviously. They've got the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. They've got the Hercules 1. They've got Hercules Extra Protection. They've got it all. Dyna-Grow, whether you're talking corn, whether you're talking soybeans, whether you're talking alfalfa, they've got the right varieties to fit your types of soil and the varieties put on your farming operation to maximize profit potential. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, bet you didn't know that Dyna-Grow Seed has quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. Well, they've accomplished that by working with the best agricultural experts in the world. The American farmer, that's you out there in the field. They take your feedback and work with it. Dyna-Grow is where it's at. They're not leaving you on an island. They're not too good to talk to. Call your local Dyna-Grow seed dealer today. 1-800-652-9298.
D-Y-N-A. Dyna-Grow.
That's the new spiel.
You know what's coming up later today?
Besides Steve Anderson from Fauner Park?
Yep, Jeff Dober. From Ravenna. Going to talk about his unbeaten Lady Jays. They get ready to head into the semifinals tonight of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We've got a lot more to talk about as well. We'll get back on this Nebraska basketball thing. You know, again, I find a... Because I'm going to get butchered here no matter what happens. A, I'm rooting for Nebraska to win, and always have. But B, I have said they've got no chance to make the NCAA tournament this year.
And now you regret saying I was right.
I still believe that. Back after this.
The answer.
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yee-haw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Sunday, it's a Big Ten battle as the Purdue Boilermakers take on their conference rivals, the Illinois Fighting Illini. This is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join P.J. Carlissimo and me for all the action of this Big Ten clash. Can Purdue keep pace in the Big Ten race? Or will the Illini move a step closer to the top of the conference standings? There's only one way to find out. Purdue, Illinois. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Catch all the action Sunday at noon, followed by the NFL Pro Bowl on ESPN Radio.
Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
ESPN Radio is right there until a champion is crowned.
The Celtics are the 2008 NBA champions.
LSU wins its second BCS championship.
The play-by-play home of every major national championship. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Attention cattle producers. Calving season can be a stressful time of year. You're working long hours in often unknown conditions. You expect your ATV to work as hard as you do. That's why you need to get to Kearney Yamaha to cash in on the great deals on new ATVs going on now. Save more than $1,000 on a Yamaha Grizzly 550. The Grizzly 550's electronic fuel injection means instantaneous cold starts, while the industry-exclusive fully automatic transmission is the most advanced drive system in the industry. Combine that with a push-button four-wheel drive, liquid cooling, and a fully independent long travel suspension, and you have the perfect utility ATV. So let Kearney Yamaha give you the security of an ATV that will work as hard as you do this calving season. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Ball, Kearney Yamaha.
We'll see a mix of sun and some high clouds across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around the mid-60s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies falling off to around 32 with winds turning to the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Raise a little hell, raise a
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, I guess to the surprise of very few, Arizona offensive coordinator Todd Haley this morning named the new head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Your thoughts?
I got mine. He doesn't have very many weapons to run an offense right now.
Good luck, Kansas City. He will be fired before you have a good season. I was going to say winning season, but I think Todd Haley will not reach the playoffs with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it's a very, very uphill battle because what weapons do you have? Tony Gonzalez?
Well, he wants out.
Larry Johnson wants out. Okay, who do you got left?
Maybe you can go draft Mark Sanchez.
Dwayne Bowe?
Hey, Tyler Thigpen didn't look too bad.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's all screwed up. It's all screwed up.
Okay, you got Dwayne Bowe, and okay, you're going to give Tyler Thigpen a shot? Okay, that's...
Because Kansas City doesn't have the talent to surprise next year, do they?
No, there's no weapons.
Because Oakland's terrible, and everybody thinks Denver's ready to fall off the face of the earth, so you got San Diego you got to get better than. And if they get rid of Tomlinson and are banged up, you know, Kansas City has any kind of a year, maybe they got a chance, but I don't think so either. Don't like the hire. Don't like the hire, but again, then again, who's out there to hire? You got rid of Herm Edwards because you just didn't like the man, which is crazy. You don't like the guy, so he's not a good coach, and maybe he's not, but go get Marty Schottenheimer.
I don't know.
Go get a coach.
Scott Pioli seems to know what he's got a pretty good track record, so I'm not ready to throw the guy under the bus yet. But
yeah, he married into it. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Conference basketball tournaments all over the place this week. And tonight on Power 99 FM, it's the girls' semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament from Ravenna. Just coincidentally, the Ravenna Jays were the number one seed for both the boys and the girls. And the first game up, we'll have Ravenna taking on Centura, followed by Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. And we're joined now by the head coach of the defending champs, and that is Jeff Dober of the Ravenna Lady Jays. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Unbeaten, 17 games in. Did you see this coming?
I probably didn't see it coming. We won a lot of games, won a lot of big games early that I didn't know we'd win, and so I didn't see it coming. More than happy the way things turned out. But as we get down, 17-0 doesn't mean much if we lose our next 3-4 games, or you know, there's a lot left in the season that's really going to make us or break us, I feel. And this is a time that is a scary time for us, because all the other teams have improved, and we've got to make sure, and we'll see if we've improved or not.
Jeff, I've got to think that playing the level of competition has helped you immensely, though, for these next 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, you know, we've had good competition all year. Seems like they're kind of scattered. We don't get a whole lot in a row, where now we're going to get some good competition, 3 out of 4 games in the next week here. So that's going to be good for us.
Jeff Dober, the head basketball coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays, ranked number one in C2, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you have been able to get it done here, and this program has been able to get it done over the last few years by playing usually at least 10 kids as if you had 10 starters. Do you feel that you have 10 kids that are better than a lot of teams, 5 kids, or how do they all seem to be worthy of starting roles?
I feel like maybe we have 2 or 3 kids that are better than everyone else's, and then we've got a lot of good, solid kids that are sharing a lot of minutes. And we're just, you know, if I pinpoint and look at our team, it's hard to just pick out, we got to stop here, we got to stop here, we got to stop here. If I'm the other coach, it's very difficult because we are such a team, and we have kids capable. I think we've had 6 or 7 kids, not only in double digits, but in the high teens this year for us. So, you know, it's hard to, you know, we have to sell on who's going to start, who's not going to start, and those, our kids don't care. We've got seniors that might come off the bench. We've got, I mean, we just kind of mix things up, and they're just so unselfish that it's just a great, great atmosphere for us to be in.
Jeff, when you got players like Pernicek and Irvine, it's pretty easy to say that, hey, we knew they'd be here 17 games in the year. I want a pleasant surprise and somebody that's really stepped their game up to be included in this group.
I think Emily Ochtenberg, as of late, has really stepped up. I think she is working as hard as anybody on the floor. I think she is feeling that sense of she's a senior and this is it. And so I would say Emily Ochtenberg right now.
And your team has shot the ball most of the time relatively very, very well. And I guess in the grand scheme of things, that's one of the things that you just can't really coach. I mean, you can help, but you just can't coach. These kids have to put the time in to learn how to shoot the basketball, and they're a very dangerous team, especially from three-point land.
Yeah, you're right. You can't coach, because if you could coach it, all their shots would look the same. You know, and I haven't seen any team where everybody's shot looks the same. I mean, we have anything from good form to ugly to stepping into it to jumping into it. We have a few things we talk about, but, you know, basically shooting comes down to time in the gym, and that's where these girls have really, really, the last 2-3 years have really stepped up in their practice and their work in the off season, and it's paid off for them.
And you know, Daddy, we know a lot of the fathers of these young ladies, and it's kind of amazing to realize that they have any athletic talent at all over
there. Yeah, some of that is some pretty amazing offspring. Yeah, actually, for some of the GNA that they've been subjected to. Jeff, you talk about the off season. This group has been together, and you know, this is something I don't think anybody in Central Nebraska, because there's some bad teams out there, can hear enough. How long has this team been going places in the summer and doing things together?
I think they started in fourth or fifth grade. I got a hold of them in seventh grade. And I don't know about being embarrassed, but I'd be a little, maybe embarrassed to say how many games total they've actually played since seventh grade, including summers and everything. I don't know about embarrassed is the word, but it's a lot. They've put a lot of time in, and you know, it seems to me, since I was fortunate enough to have them even in seventh grade and take them to these tournaments and things, it just feels like they have been around forever. And so it's going to be a big shock when this year's over, and it's going to hurt. You know, we kind of had this in the past a few years ago with the seniors, but it's a great thing, but boy, it's going to be tough to see them go.
Jeff, and it isn't just the girls that make this happen. I got to say that the support that the Ravenna kids get, say what we want about their fathers, is really second to none.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what we do in the summer. If we don't have the parent support and the parents pushing them and telling them they need to get there and being responsible, then it doesn't happen. And usually what happens if the parents don't support it and they don't go full throttle, those girls usually find themselves going another way, even if they have some talent. But that's kind of what happens. So it does take a tremendous amount of parenting and support at home.
Jeff Thober, the head basketball coach of the Ravenna Lady Jays. Tonight they take on Centura, the team that has really given them the most problems since the first week of the season. This was really the only ball game you've had since the first couple of weeks of the season, Coach, that was still in doubt in the fourth quarter. What did Centura do that made you work on in practice this week? Because that was just a week ago that it was a one-point game in the fourth quarter.
Well, they did a lot of things. They were moving the ball pretty quick against us. They sure weren't afraid of us, but they took it to us. Let's just put it that way. And they got too many easy shots, and most of their shots are right underneath the basket. And we're going to have to adjust a little bit and do some things differently if we're expecting to win tonight. Because you know, I thought they played great and we played okay, but we've had a decent week of practice. But you know, there's some things that we still need to work on that aren't going to get corrected in 1 or 2 days.
Jeff, is there a team motto as you guys make a run towards the state tournament here?
We really don't have a team motto. We just, you know, we're not much in the cliches. Everybody knows the expectations. We came into the season without even having to say that we want to win state. They've had those expectations since they were freshmen. The thing we're really focusing on, though, isn't just state. It's just one game at a time, and you know, every game that we win is one step closer to getting to state, and we know we can't win state unless we get to state, so we're trying to treat every single game that we come to as if it is the most important, and we're not trying to treat one game bigger than another, because when it comes down to it, they're all big, because if you lose one against anybody, it's big.
Well, they've put themselves in a good position right now, at least in the wild card race. No matter what happens tonight, it'll be another tough game on Saturday, tomorrow, against Red Hot Adams Central or Kearney Catholic, who they've already seen a couple of times. And again, all the games are on Power 99 FM. Jeff, we'll see you tonight and again tomorrow over at Ravenna. Best of luck. Continued success to the Lady Jays.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the time. Jeff Thober, head basketball coach for the Lady Jays at Ravenna. you know, he just shows you who would you think would be one of the teams that would give them problems? Centura. They always find a way. They always find a way. And I guess right now, I still say this. They are the best team I've seen. And they're not overly flashy, but they make few mistakes. Now, obviously, I think you could tell, or I'm going to read between the lines a little bit, what happened against Centura. They didn't play their best game. And anytime you get beat or something like that, you don't play your best game. That's obvious. Now, last night in the boys' game, Adams Central Ravenna, I thought Adams Central played a hell of a game and came up 1 point short. But in this instance, the ball game was close at the end. They needed a 9-0 run to finish things off, or a 9-2 run. I think Centura scored the last basket to win that basketball game. But when they're on, nobody's going to beat them. Nobody.
Doug, nobody. On that team, you're a captain. Who's your one player? Do you pick one over the other one?
No. What are you doing to me? No. Uh-uh. Nope. Great team.
See,
it's amazing how they can run 10, 12 kids and really not miss a beat. That's the amazing thing. Because it's not like the same three girls or same three players come in and the same three players go out. It's usually two or three at a time. You know, you're on for a rotation, then you're off, then you're back on for two, then you're off. And it's all charted out. It's pretty much all charted out. And then if it gets a little touchy and down in the fourth quarter, then I think maybe you see specific substitutions for the matchup purposes. But that's the way they've run it. And until somebody can find a way to beat them, that's the way they're going to continue to run it.
I don't care what level you're playing, and you've got to be able to have people accept roles. That's a huge part of basketball. And you've got to know, and when they're tested, in the next few games, they should be more tested than maybe they have been throughout this season. You'll start to see those 8th, 9th, 10th players if they understand those roles. They know who to get the ball to.
Like a hoagie roll?
No, different. Way different.
That you would put a hot Italian sausage brought into?
Yummy.
From Troutman's Quality Meats. How about freshly made tomato basil brats? Right out of the smokehouse today, folks. Carrying the gang. Continue to work for you. Hey, the Pro Bowl's this week. Don't tell me you're not going to watch it, because I know you are. Plus, a lot of great college basketball on. Maybe you're going to sit back, watch the Texas game. Maybe you need to feed the family before you head out early for the basketball and wrestling tournaments this weekend. Make sure you do it. Feed them well from Troutman's Quality Meats. Now, all weekend, they've got special on New York strip, $7.79 per pound. Boneless, 2-inch ribeye. $7.59. Top sirloin, $3.69 per pound. All USDA choice. Tony, they get a big old hunk of strip out there. What do they do to it? Whack!
Just cut it down to the size you need.
If you got questions, there's always a friendly and knowledgeable butcher at Troutman's. What do butchers do?
Whack!
Let Kerry be your personal butcher today. Whether you want just a little snack stick or some cheese or some bacon, or you want a big, huge meal with the top sirloin, the boneless 2-inch ribeye, or the New York strip, all USDA choice weekend specials at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney. T-Bone, the big steer out front to greet you. Folks, once you try it, you're going to be back time and time again. And if you have been there more than 10 or 20 times like we have, you're going to get back 30, 40 times. It's Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Coming up, Steve Anderson to talk a little fodder horse racing and a lot more after this.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. You can forget a lot of things in life. Never forget the ladies in your life. I know times are tough, but you got to buy flowers. Right now, proflowers.com has an exclusive deal just for my listeners. A dozen sweet expressions roses for only $39.99. And get a second dozen free, plus a free glass vase. 24 beautiful romantic roses for $39.99. An insane deal this close to Valentine's Day. Here's the key, though. It expires Friday. So buy now, save money, schedule delivery for Valentine's Day. Guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. 1-800-PROFLOWERS or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, and type in the password Colin, C-O-L-I-N. 2 dozen roses and a free vase for $39.99. Over $30 in savings. It expires Friday, though, so prices go up after that. Order today. Proflowers.com.
So, one day here in Nebraska, it can be nice and sunny, and the next day,
A blizzard in your face. But day after day, the deals at Kearney Yamaha are as hot as the 4th of July. For example, right now you can save up to $4,400 on select Yamaha motorcycles. You heard right, that's $4,400. Whether you're looking for the hard-to-find Yamaha Raider or want to look at the stylish V-Star 250, Kearney Yamaha has a full line of 2009 Yamaha Star motorcycles in stock right now. Whether you want to save tons of money or want the newest bikes out there, you need to stop by Kearney Yamaha today to be ready to ride early this spring. You can stop by today or check them out at KearneyYamaha.com. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and a huge selection just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see a mix of sun and some high clouds across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around the mid-60s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies falling off to around 32 with winds turning to the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. If you miss anything on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can always go to the Doug and Daddy podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can pick up any of the interviews we had earlier this week. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star. We also heard from Jeremy Crabtree, Rivals.com, Sean Callahan, Daryl Morris from UNK, head baseball coach at Hastings, Jim Bovee. Already today, we've talked to Ravenna girls coach Jeff Dober and Paul Merkowitz, the Hastings college football coach. Coming up next week, we get ready for district wrestling, more basketball, and there's always something to talk about. So be ready to join us next week on the program. We anticipate talking to Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler also on the program next week. And I'm sure you'll say, oh, and Doc, what do you think about Doug not thinking you have a chance to make the NCAA tournament?
That would maybe provide more fuel.
I am going to go ahead and read the following story because we don't touch on this sport enough, and it looked like a fun story to read. In fact, it probably would have been funnier to have you read it. The Italian duo of Gerhard Plankensteiner and Oswald Hasselreiter won the doubles competition at the Luge World Championships today. The American team took third. The German team of Andre Florenschütz and Torsten Wuslich. How close was I? How close, Derek? What do you think? You're German. Grew up in Germany.
Florschütz and Wuslich. Yeah, you were close.
Yeah, all right. Finished second on the course at Lake Placid, New York. Mark Grimet and Brian Martin of California earned the bronze medal. What? But wait a minute. You don't know where Mark Grimet is from. He's from Muskegon, which is sounds way too close to Muskogee. Sounds way too much like Muskogee, Oklahoma. Muskegon, Michigan. So there you go. That's what happened today at the Luge World Championships.
I know somebody would be great.
You know where you could probably watch the Luge World Championships?
Chicken Coop. You can watch it all your favorite sports. 15 high-definition TVs away you. Not a bad seat in the house. Try any of the 12 wing flavors. Best in town. Medium hot, buck nasty hot, spicy garlic. Oh, you want some more? Dijon, sweet and sour, pepper teriyaki, Jamaican jerk. They've got it all. Whether you want to go in for lunch and have a sandwich, try the chicken tender hoagie, perhaps pulled pork sandwich. They've got it all for you. You want to go at night? That's fine. Whole selection of steaks, pizza all the time as well. Try the Drunken Italian. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, both downtown, conveniently located in both Kearney and Grand Island. 15 high-definition TVs await you. Did I mention that? The Chicken Coop, where all your favorite sports can be viewed.
Did you say Drunken Italian?
Yes.
Up next, Steve Anderson. He is the track
announcer. He's not Italian?
No, no, of course not. Our first chance to talk to the infamous track announcer of all the greatest tracks in the world, including Fauner Park. Steve Anderson joins us for our first talk here in 09, the opening day 1 week from today. Steve, good morning.
Oh, hey, Doug and Daddy, it's been way too long. And it's been a long winter, but I'm outside. I've got my Bermuda shorts on and a muscle shirt with the shades dropped down over the schnoz, getting a little sunshine in. Ton of horses working out on the track, and as is normally the case, we ought to be running today, guys. What do you think? The 2 weeks prior to live racing at Fauner Park are always absolutely gorgeous, and again, it's that way this year. I can almost guarantee a week from today, it'll be cold, blowing snow, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and -5. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, you're exactly right. I mentioned that to start the show.
I'm still stunned about the Bermuda shorts and muscle shirt. That's so you are drunk. And before we get into horse racing, I found it interesting. You attended the Nebraska recruiting dinner on Wednesday, and Tony attended last night. I was just interested to get both your thoughts to see if it jived up. Well, what did you take out of it, Steve?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I had the good fortune of going for the first time last year, and I have developed literally a man crush with Bo Pelini. I don't know if I can say that on the air or not, but
Daddy
anyway,
does.
I hope you understand where I'm coming from here. Being a graduate of the University of Nebraska, and my broadcasting career started way back when Bob Devaney was head coach, so on and so forth, so... You know, I've been there when they were at the mountaintop, and I've been around it, but not nearly as close when they hit rock bottom a couple years ago. And Bo Pelini is the real deal. And what is so exciting, Daddy, at this recruiting banquet is not so much seeing some of the great talent that they're able to recruit around the country, but the camaraderie and getting to know these assistant coaches. They have got a rock-solid group of people under Bo's tutelage here that I can't tell you how many standing ovations these assistants got. Now, Bo doesn't like to talk about his recruits, and he's very vocal about that. But his assistants don't have the muzzle on. They love talking about these recruits, and it was a fantastic evening. I hope, for the sake of Big Red Football, that these Pelini guys and Carl, what an intelligent, well-spoken man. I hope they're around here for a good, long, long time.
Now, Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. It was fun to see them get up, and you know that you can tell that, hey, there's obviously some tension on Saturdays, at least last night. Some of the assistants, you know, talked about being on the headset with Bo during the fall and how much fun it really isn't. And, you know, there were some jokes back and forth about that. But you can tell, once Saturday's over, hey, it's over, and everything moves forward. Win or lose, we're all going to the next Monday with a full head of steam, and everything remains the same, and they are a close-knit group. I thought the recruits that stood out to me, and I don't know how you can speak if you remember certain ones, but I thought the two linebackers, Eric Martin and Chris Williams, Steve, to me, athletically, and it's tough to see, maybe they weren't playing against high-quality competition, but it just looked like men amongst boys. Those two really stood out.
Absolutely, and Cody Green, you know, I still shake my head how low he's ranked in the overall scheme of things for recruited high school quarterbacks, but Coach Watson indicated that initially that this is a kid that only played two games as a junior, as you're well aware of, guys, and in those two games, Watson evidently had an opportunity of seeing him in one of those, and he put him right at the top of his charts. Way ahead of the curve and the competition, and Green reciprocated by giving the early commit, and he also looks like a man amongst boys.
Steve Anderson, the track announcer at Fauner Park, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go ahead and talk a little horse racing now, Steve. Some of your headlines as we head into the 2009 season at Fauner.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, in this kind of a down economic time that the country is experiencing, although, you know, we really are on the peripheral edge here out in the Midwest because, you know, things still seem to be pretty good. Places are busy, and Fauner Park has had brisk business in terms of selling season tickets and tables and so on and so forth. I just got off the phone with Assistant Racing Secretary Wayne Anderson before I hooked up with you guys this morning, and they literally have a sellout in terms of horses on the backside. Now, physically, they've still got some empty stalls back there, but Wayne Anderson told me that they anticipate by opening day that the 1,200 stalls that we do have will be all occupied, and if everybody shows up that they've given a commitment to, they've actually seriously overbooked the horse population by almost 80 horses, maybe closer to 100. And here's the interesting thing about it. We have, as I speak, 22 jockeys on the grounds. 22. Can you believe that?
Well, that's okay, stop, because this is so incredible. I mean, this is... How long has it been since the stalls have been sold out at Fauner Park, first of all?
Oh, yeah. They have been chopping at the bit, Tony, to race here since Attacad closed down the first week of September. The Woodlands physically closed down, which meant most of these trainers and horses had nowhere to run all fall. Consequently, a lot of them matriculated back here to the Fauner Park area, a lot of them boarding outside the Fauner facility, but a lot of them were on the grounds, and they've been working out diligently since mid to late November. These horses, we're not going to see a whole lot of half-mile races, thank heavens, because of it, because the weather, for the most part, outside of it, you know, a 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-day run here, whatever the case may be, where it's just been physically too cold to work out, has been absolutely ideal. So, I mean, the horsemen are hungry. I'm sure, theoretically speaking, some of them are even starving to death because they haven't had any place to run for quite some time. But they're coming up here from New Mexico. They're coming from Arizona. They're coming from Oklahoma and Texas. And the riders have followed suit. Without trying to be just totally overly optimistic, I know you think I'm probably just blowing smoke at you. This season could be the biggest and the best one yet. Certainly the numbers have borne that out already, and it's my sixth year having an opportunity of a call in the races. I'm really looking forward to it, and trust me, it's been a long winter. We're already fired up and set to go.
Steve, I guess if there's two knocks on the first couple, 3 weekends at Fauner Park, it's 4 furlong races and small fields. Will this eliminate both of those?
Well, I can almost guarantee you that the small field thing, if these numbers stand up, you're not going to experience. And I also have to think that with the way the weather's been, these horses, in the fact that they've had a lot of time to get out physically on both the main track and the training track as well. We now have two of those exercisers, one in the Big Red Barn, one in the Thompson Arena. So this thing can work up to 7 or 8 horses without a rider on it. And that's an ingenious invention that if you guys ever have an opportunity, you need to go over and check out. The 4 furlong races, and without, I have not seen the condition book, I think maybe the fewest that we're ever going to be subjected to kick off a racing season, maybe in the history of Fauner Park. I hate calling those 4 furlong races.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely hate them.
I got to wait a half hour to watch a 30-second race. Let's go to the quarter horses. Exactly. I agree, Steve.
That's a dirty name.
Hey, Steve, real quick here, and I know you can't really address this topic real quick, but we're kind of up against it, and maybe next week or the next 2 weeks we can talk more about it. Slot machines and more gambling possibly coming to racetracks in Nebraska. Pro, con, your thought?
Well, guys, to create some kind of a level playing field in terms of competition, and more so for Horseman's Park in Omaha, who absolutely are up against it with the casinos on the Missouri River over in Council Bluffs. This is the last hurrah. If it's ever going to be passed, and it looks like they've got an excellent opportunity to at least make it to the ballot, and again, under these economic times and looking for new forms of revenue, which the government's always looking for, this is the last great untapped source. It won't be the total answer for the survival of Nebraska thoroughbred horse racing, but guys, we've survived for almost 60 years anyway without it. I hope that somehow, some way, the Good Life will have slot machines. It will also then guarantee a brand new racetrack in Lincoln, which, of course, I'm also affiliated with. And if that comes to being, all of a sudden, this industry, which numbers thousands of people that are involved in it, you know, reaching clear down to the guy that grows the hay and the straw and so on and so forth, we are going to be in a healthy, healthy situation. Yeah, I hope this thing happens and happens quick.
Well, Steve, look forward. We're going to get you on next week. I think there's enough horse racing fans out there that want to hear what's going on at Fauna Park. And basically, we just did not have enough time for you today. And we never want to cut you off because there's so much great stuff over there in Grand Island. Thanks so much for your time.
It's always a privilege. Get that Combo Tuffy race call out. I want to hear that again, Tony.
Thanks, Steve. We will do so. Take care, bud.
Hey guys.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wrap up our week after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-541-5054. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-541-5054.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see a mix of sun and some high clouds across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around the mid-60s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies falling off to around 32 with winds turning to the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Tony, something happened in Nebraska sports history last night that hadn't happened since 1922. I will buy you lunch. Do you know what it is?
The Huskers beat Oklahoma State in wrestling.
You were up before noon today. Good job, buddy. I was lying about lunch. Hey, we're not lying about getting you signed up, though, for a great Valentine's Day gift package from ESPN Radio and The Breeze 94.5 FM. And all you have to do to win the package is sign up to be an ESPN Superstation Superfan. And all you do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, log on, get registered. You're going to need that for all of our promotions anyway. So why not do it today? You've got all weekend. We draw out on Wednesday. But don't forget about it. Do it today. ESPNSuperstation.com. Roses for you. A dozen beautiful fresh-cut long-stem roses. El Salon and Spa. A massage and pedicure package. How about his and hers car care deal from Midas, and Plain Jane candles will be thrown in as well. Find out a whole lot more about the package at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, we wrap it up with Nebraska-Texas basketball. If Nebraska wins the game tomorrow, that would be incredibly amazing and huge and amazing and huge. And then they would play, after that ball game, at Missouri, beat down. Colorado comes in at Kansas, A&M home. All right, so that's your next stretch here. Tradition says beat down tomorrow, Texas 80, Nebraska 60. That's what tradition says. That's also what I say.
Really? I say Nebraska finds a way somehow. They looked too bad the other night. Doc rights the ship and finds Texas at the perfect, perfect time after losing two in a row and knocks him off in the Devaney Center.
By the way, I hope so. I hope so. I want to thank Steve Anderson, Bonner Park track announcer, Jeff Thober, head girls basketball coach at Ravenna, and Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, for joining us today.
We'll see you tomorrow. Well, hell, we're going to see you on Monday at Doug and Daddy's show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.